Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Special event for us now, Hills. You've used that unbelievable black book of yours and you've made a call. The fact that you're playing golf with him today also helps as well. Just easily described as the most influential English cricketer of the 20th century, and he had a stint in Queensland, and we loved it when he was here as well. Lord Ian Botham. Morning, Ian. How are you, mate?
Buddy, very well, mate. How are you?
Very well. Great to hear your voice. Now, you're almost a local, aren't you? I was at a luncheon with you the other day. I mean, you're here, but you're also doing important stuff for the government, et cetera, aren't you?
Yeah, I've been up with quite a bit of stuff up in Moreton, fastest growing town I've ever seen in my life. It's exciting all over Australia. It keeps me very busy, and I need to be kept busy. I have a very low boredom threshold, as you know.
Beef, what are some of your big ticket items that you carry out for the government?
Heels, how are you, mate? All right.
Very well, thanks, mate.
Oh, good. Look forward to catching up later. But I've done everything from manhole covers to submarines, to yeah. You name it, across the board, all over Australia. So, yeah, I enjoy it. When I was offered the job, I thought, phew, I don't know, is that for me? But I've actually, a bit like a duck to water, thoroughly enjoying it. It's given me lots to think about, lots of work, and it's kept me busy, which is important.
And so, it's just to Australia, isn't it? You don't go to other countries doing this sort of work?
No, just Australia. It's a two-way road, introducing companies from Australia to the UK or the UK to Australia.
And that gives you enough time to go crayfishing with Geoffrey Merrill over at Thistle Island, doesn't it?
Well, that's a dangerous 8 days that was, Heels, I can tell you.
The crayfish were a bit dangerous, were they?
No, the crayfish were friendly.
We will talk some cricket, I promise, but when we mentioned at the top of the show that you were coming on, there was a fascination amongst our listeners. You obviously are allowed to sit in the House of Lords, aren't you?
Yeah, I do. And when I get back, that's one of the first things I'll go down for a couple of days, see what's going on, catch up. But I tend to only go when it's relevant. So if it's something that I want to get involved in or some comments or observations, whatever. But we have, it's a very interesting place to go, meet some very interesting people. It's just a great honour, I suppose, yeah.
Yeah, and the knowledge in those chambers, my goodness. Hey, you said go down, obviously, to London. You've right-sized, haven't you, up at Durham? Have you changed residences, and are you still up north?
Oh, no, we're still up north. We just got rid of, 12 bedrooms are slightly excessive for Cap and I. we sold up, and we're actually... until we decide what we're going to do, what we're going to do, I'll have no say in it whatsoever. but when Kathy decides what she wants, we're renting at the moment on a friend's farm cottage, which is, I love it actually, to be honest with you. It's a lock up and go because there's always someone on a farm. So it's much safer than when you're away for long terms otherwise. So, we're about a mile from where we were, Heels.
Okay.
As a crow flies.
Yeah. All right. Hey, well, we'll get on to England and India. What a great series in prospect, mate. And Bazball, you know, it's right down your way of playing, wasn't it? Are you happy with it?
Absolutely, yeah. 100%. Look at the crowds. Crowds are coming back to test cricket. You know yourself, when you played 20 years ago, 30 years ago against India, the grounds were heaving. And then suddenly the IPL came along and one day cricket and the crowds, test crowds plummeted. But with what's happening now, people are coming back. They're coming to see it. India play very much in that way. England certainly do. New Zealand thrashing South Africa. You're entertainers at the end of the day. And if you want people to come to the games, you've got to entertain them. They don't want to come see someone scoring at 1.2 runs per hour. You know, they want to see guys going out there and bossing the game. And you're going to lose the odd game. You're going to have a bad day here and there. But at the moment, I think England's played 15 and won 12 or 13 games, tests.
Yes.
So, it's exciting. And we sell out for 5 days now, which is unheard of, test matches in the UK, because everyone used to buy up to the fourth day. And then, we'll see what happens on the fifth of Test cricket. But we are actually, I think it's healthier than it's been for a long time, test cricket. And that's good.
And I think it's been dominated by just talking about the batting, because that's how Baz used to play, right? But they're actually bowling more aggressively in the final throws of a test match. The declarations are better and they're doing it with the ball too, eh?
Mate, it's you always get in India, as you know yourself, you play there enough. But when you go to India, you never quite know what wicket you're going to get, because they are capable of producing whatever they want, really, according to the circumstances.
Yep.
So that in itself is intriguing. You have to read the surface and think, do we bat first here, or is there a bit in it? We can bat bowl and get a few wickets early. It's so important, I think, to stay on top. It's quite often you see sides go 3-4 down and then the bowlers seem to relax. That's not the way it should be. And when you get your foot on the throat, you've got to keep it there and do the job. And I think that's rubbed off, because I think the whole game has become more aggressive, which is important.
I know it's hypothetical, but where do you reckon your allegiances would lie now if you were playing modern day, where someone with your talents, just the wonderful all-rounder, you would be wanted in every form of the game? Would you be tempted by the unbelievable money of the IPL, or would your allegiance lie with your country?
Look, at the end of the day, the people that are most successful cricketers have a test base. So they've played plenty of test cricket, they've worked out their game, they know how to play, and you can adjust. And those are the people, people remember test cricketers.
Yeah.
Not too many people remember one-day cricketers and one-day competitions. They might go along for the odd thrill or have an evening at a T20 game. But at the end of the day, the players that are remembered and will go down the history books are the test cricketers. And I was worried about that 5 years ago, 6 years ago. But I think now that's come all the way round. And thankfully, because if we lose test cricket, well, that match cricket, as we know, gone. It'll just be slogathons.
Mm. And so the creams / whites are very important to contracts that players do get. Some of our young blokes here at the radio station today, Beefy, didn't remember the Courier Mail $1 Sundays. Like when you were here, how good were they? Where the Gabba would pack out for a buck ahead and watch you play. How was your memory? What are your memories?
I remember a lot. I remember the pig.
Yeah. What did they do? From memory, they were university kids who...
From Gatton.
Yeah, who were neath the ties of the pig, didn't they? And hit it in an esky to get it in. And then when the pig woke up, they let him run on the field.
Yeah, but the thing is, they were veterinary school boys.
That's right.
Yeah, Mark Waugh, junior, told me when I was working with them, Triple M, he came up to me and said, hey, I know that vet. The vet that
met the vet.
He looks after my horses. He looks after some of his horses.
Righto.
I think that's the funniest thing I've ever seen. They actually wanted it to come out at lunchtime, but they gave it a bit too much juice. And it didn't wake up till tea time, and then they let it loose, but it was hilarious. And the crowd, it's absolutely packed, the ground as well. So it got the biggest cheer of the day, I think, the pig. Yeah, and I believe he got taken and looked after very well. He didn't end up in the, hanging in the butcher's shop. He went to a farm and lived out his life. He deserved it after that. Can you imagine that? Imagine carrying the Esky in. You've got the pig underneath, you've got some ice on top, sleeping, and you've got a few beers. And then, oh, that's all right, so carry on.
And the days of the old cricketers club down that Vulture Street Inn, we'd all get there and have a beer and a steak. And yeah, they were wonderful, wonderful days, weren't they?
They were great days. I enjoyed my time.
And Beef, do you reckon there's a, you know, is there still a place in Sheffield Shield cricket for imports, do you reckon?
I think you should do. I think it's important because I think it raises the standard if you get the right imports.
Yeah.
You either want experienced players to come in and help the Shield players, or you want young guys that are itching to get on in the game and go on and represent their country. I don't think it does any harm. And I think that one, maybe two, but no more than that. But it works. I mean, if you look back at the time when I started, I was at the luxury of playing with people like Brian Close as the captain. Yeah, we had Viv and I made our debuts together against Lancashire in 1974, first class debuts. And we had Joel Garner, Alan Moseley. You know, and the standard of cricket was much higher then. And I think it benefited all people, not just the crowds, but more importantly, the dressing room. Yeah. You know, Dean Jones, God bless him, but Dean Jones was he was magnificent when he came to Durham. And he got the boys jumping around. He had barbecues and got to know them all. And everybody, you know, you think of the cricketers we produced in that period. Yeah. Well, a lot of it was down to the experience of some of the Australian overseas players and the other overseas players that we had from various parts of the world. But you look at the guys we've had, and it was a great success, and I definitely recommend that.
Good stuff. Hey, we can chat all day. We've got to get to a break. I know you two are going to enjoy an afternoon out on the golf course, and I'd love to be a fly on the wall to listen to a few of the old stories. Lord Ian Botham, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks, Beef.
Good, buddy. Cheers, Heel. See you later, mate.